Allianz Chief Economic Advisor and Bloomberg Opinion columnist Mohamed El-Erian is urging the Fed to acknowledge that inflation is not transitory. He also told Fox News Sunday it's time for a change in policy and a new person in charge at the U.S. Central Bank might have found it easier to alter course. Jerome Powell has been renominated as Fed chair last week. El-Erian has repeatedly said the Fed is underestimating inflation risks. Japan's retail sales increased for a second straight month, advancing 1.1% in October from the previous month and beating economists' forecasts. The numbers add to signs that households are resuming spending after authorities lifted an extended state of emergency. Japan needs household spending to support the recovery as global supply chain disruptions sap momentum from the nation's export-oriented industries. Hondurans have voted in presidential elections that may upset the National Party's 12-year rule and end the nation's alliance with Taiwan. Xiomara Castro, the wife of a former president, has been leading the polls, while the scandal-hit ruling party has placed its hopes on Nasri Asfura. Honduras is one of a handful of countries that has official diplomatic ties with Taiwan, but Castro has floated the idea of aligning with Beijing if she wins. The Women's Tennis Association says it remains deeply concerned about the well-being of Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai. According to a statement seen by CNN, WTA CEO Steve Simon is worried about Peng's ability to communicate freely. Concerns about her safety caused international outcry after she wasn't seen publicly for some time, following a post that accused former Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli of sexual harassment. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Vonnie Quinn. This is Bloomberg.